Time now to talk a little bit of rugby league with Parramatta 5/8 Corey Norman. Good morning, Corey.
Morning, boys.
Disappointing result last weekend against the Cowboys, mate.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. It was a tough one. Yeah, it was really embarrassing, to be honest.
Yeah. What did the coach say after the game and through the week? I mean, after a performance like that, there's not many positives to come out of it.
Yeah, no, there wasn't too many positives at all. We've been really good, halfway through the year until that game. You know, I think we'll, defensively we were good. And, that was just, it wasn't good. And he didn't have much to say, to be honest, Loz.
Nah, there's not much.
Nah.
So there's not much after that initial... Yeah, no. After that initial sort of disappointment and you get back to training, is there energy there leading into this final round?
Yeah, look, we've had a session and it's been up, and I think, we've just got to realise, this is our last game. We've got to enjoy it. Last game of the year, we've just got to come to training, bounce in, enjoy it, and, look forward to the challenge on Saturday.
And it will be a challenge against the Roosters. They're coming off two losses in a row, but... You can play that spoiler, can't you? You can put
why not
their minor premiership hopes at bay, and maybe even put them under some pressure in their minds leading into the finals.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got nothing to lose. We've just got to go there and throw the footy around and have a bit of fun. And like I said before, enjoy our last day together. Some people are leaving, some people are staying. Things change in the club, and so we just got to. Enjoy each other's company on Saturday and have a bit of fun.
Well, which leads me to the next question, Corey. You know where I'm going. What's happening, mate? What are you doing? You staying or going?
Yeah, I'm staying. I'm here. I'm still here. Like I said before, there's no secrets in rugby league, boys. So I'm sure if I was leaving, everyone would know by now. So, yeah, I'm staying.
It was interesting when saw Brad Arthur, as you would expect from Brad Arthur as well, Corey. He came out and said, "No, I take full responsibility. It's been a wretched year, but I'm sure the players feel that responsibility as well, along with Brad Arthur."
Absolutely, and Brad puts a lot of pressure on himself, he's always got our back of the playing group, and that's what makes him such a good coach and a good bloke. But yeah, definitely, a lot of this season, is on us as players. So hopefully we can all learn from this experience and make sure it doesn't happen again next year.
Yeah. You had your presentation night during the week, and Daniel Alvaro got Player of the Year.
Yeah, that was well deserved too. I thought, he just trains. He trains so hard, and even when he plays, he's just he does all the little things, and he's one of them players you really need in the team. And he never complains. He just goes about his business and does his work. And everyone couldn't be more happier for him getting that medal.
Mate, you're back in that 5/8 position. You've had a couple of weeks at fullback. So Bevan French, after a few weeks in reserve grade, he comes back into the top side and you shift back to the number 6 jumper. You'll be happy about that one.
Yeah, it'd be good. A little less running for me. So, it'd be good. But actually, it'd be good to see Hainsey start at fullback. I'm excited for that, to see what he can come up with. So, his form has been good on the wing, but everyone knows fullback's his spot, so we'll see how he goes.
Yeah, Dylan Napa won't be there on the weekend, Corey, but what did you make of his tackle on Andrew McCulloch last weekend?
Yeah, look, I think it was just one of those things. It was a bit of bad timing, and everyone knows the way Napa tackles, he's very aggressive, and sometimes accidents are going to happen like that, so... it doesn't look good, but at the same time, there's no doubt Dylan Napa didn't go in and mean to do that, So, yeah.
It certainly was a nasty look, and I know, players don't want to be critical of other players, but for me, it's just a terrible look, and you can't have that tackle in the game. You can't be leading with the head like that, and I hope I never see another tackle like that, because he's very lucky, Andrew McCulloch, that he didn't suffer a more serious injury.
Yeah. He's just missing that way. Mate, so the aim this weekend is just to finish with a bang, I imagine, Corey. Do the best you possibly can and go out with a win.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And just enjoy it. And just enjoy it. And like I said before, it's our last game. You know, we've got nothing to lose. Let's go out there and have a bit of fun and hopefully spoil it.
Who needs to score a try and get away from the nudie run?
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's a few boys. I think there's Murata, Tepai. There's a few boys, so no doubt they'll be
keep
the
ball. Keep the ball away. Keep the ball away from them.
that's a bit harsh. Hey, Corey, play well on the weekend and hopefully cause an upset.
Cheers, boys.